Hello, so welcome to my first podcast and the episode one of the solo podcast. So this episode is just going to be about me and why I started to get into the gym and what I do for a living now as an online coach, and just more about my passion for the gym and the fitness world as well. So a bit about myself. I am 20 years old. I'm Scottish, as you can probably tell. I started to get in the gym because I was overweight, and for years and years I didn't notice it as anything. I just thought, nah, I'm not overweight, I don't see it in myself. For some reason, I don't know why I didn't see it, but something one day just clicked for me, and I just thought, I need to get myself in check, I need to lose some weight, I need to get myself healthy. I need to get myself healthy, and then I started the gym. Once I started, I had no idea what I was doing. I was just going. I always played sports, so I was done played football, stuff like that. But I never done, and I just ate what I wanted. I never done anything else extra. But once I started going to the gym, I was still playing football, so that was the kind of get my cardio in, which was also helping the weight loss when I was as well. But I started doing weights. I never started doing cardio in the gym at all. I just started off by doing weights and obviously eating, trying to eat as healthy as I can. But now looking back, it wasn't that healthy. I was just not eating a lot. Basically, I was eating stuff a lot, like chicken salad, stuff like that, stuff that was very low in calories and probably wasn't enough for me at the time, but it did kickstart my weight loss journey. So once I started in the gym, I was just kind of doing random stuff. I didn't have set routines, didn't have anything in place. I was just training for the arms every day, as everybody seems to do at the start when they first start the gym. So I started that. Once I started to notice changes in myself, that's when I kind of further wanted to look into the fitness world and started following people on Instagram, see what their training was like. And that's when I think I realised I had a real passion for it, because I wanted to learn more and I wanted to know more about it. I wanted to know what muscle groups, what exercises work for certain muscle groups, stuff like that. And that's when I realised this could be for me. But then I was still miles away, because I still wasn't fit, I still wasn't healthy, I was still overweight, but I had started, and that's the most important thing. I began to realise these changes needed to be made, and I was starting to make them. So once I realised I had the passion for it, I just continued to go and go more frequently. So up to, I think I was going about 2 or 3 times a week at the start, up to kind of four days a week solid every week, and it was something that I had a real passion for. For a long time before I realised I kind of wanted to fully go into the online coaching. But when I started to get really kind of lean, I started to see abs for the first time. And this is after I've lost all this weight, but I've not really built muscle. More thing I've done is lost weight. I was eating nowhere near enough to be properly building a good amount of muscle. Obviously, I was building some lean muscle because it's the first time I'm going to be going to the gym, first time in a semi-routine now. After kind of watching some people on YouTube, watching some people on Instagram, I'd kind of got myself in a kind of routine. But I was just skinny at this point. And that's when I realised, I need to bulk up now. So this after the stage, I was kind of seeing abs. That's when I realised, right, now I need to think about building muscle. And that's when I looked even further in to see the kind of whole thing about bulking, cutting, everything like that. And that's when half a year after that, possibly, I got my first online coach myself. And that was a change for me. Once I started bulking up, once I started getting those numbers up in the gym, that's when I realised, right, this is for me. I really enjoy this. So I had my coach, and he was brilliant with me. Josh, he was amazing. And I'm actually doing a podcast with him next week. It'll be getting recorded. So it's going to be on mental health. So I'm going to get some, I've had some questions on my Instagram, and we're going to answer some of them. So he was brilliant with me. And that's when I really started to notice some serious changes. And don't get me wrong, I'm still skinny than now. I still look at myself like I need to put on weight. But that's the whole thing I'm doing now. I'm in a bulking phase. I've been in it for a decent amount of time now. I'm just starting to see some proper muscle about myself. And so that's what I'm doing just now. And how I learned So that's the kind of the story about the gym. That's my full time. This is, I've spoken about this in about 5 minutes, but this is over the span of about 3 to 4 years. So don't think I've just came from this overweight guy straight into online coaching. This is over like a 4 year period. So in kind of the first 2 years, just to kind of go over it overall, the first 2 years was kind of just me losing weight. And after that, it was me starting to learn more and get into it. And then obviously I've done my standard personal trainer qualification at the end, about 3 years in. So I've done that. Now I want to get into the online coaching. I want to be, because I'm looking at all these people on Instagram thinking he's doing this online, that really appeals to me, stuff like that. So I wanted to start it, and that's at the end of that 4 years. So don't think I've just came from this guy that's overweight, doesn't know what he's doing at the gym, straight to an online coach, because that's definitely not how it happened. But how to learn more about being an online coach and how to further my knowledge after kind of the standard PT qualification, which is not in depth at all. I started listening to podcasts, watching people like AJ Morris, TM Cycle, Josh Bridgman, Ben Prentice, who's local to me as well, who's been brilliant since I've started, and also my old coach Josh as well, who really kick-started it for me, because I was with him for quite a while, and at the end of him, that's when I started to want to be my online coach after having him for about over 6 months. That's when I wanted to really start it for myself, and that's when, but I didn't want to start until I had the knowledge behind me, because if I didn't have the knowledge behind me, I don't have the standard PT qualification, which obviously is enough to start, but I don't feel that I could go in depth as I want, because I wanted to do this properly and I wanted to do it right. So I learned more about obviously working certain muscle groups, recovery, sleep, everything like that, from a lot of different people, from podcasts, YouTube videos, Instagram, everything like that, and even just talking to people, talking to different online coaches, talking about how they learn, talking about their journeys, and the most knowledge I got for the actual gym and learning how to work muscle groups and how to get the best out of your muscles and stuff about progressive overload, everything like that, was from the muscle mentors, just even watching their YouTube channel, just seeing the different movements they do in the gym and stuff like that, and it really helped me, and looking at their Instagram as well, it was brilliant. So that's how I took that, just from the PT qualification, that's how I took it, the extra step to becoming that online coach and really furthering my knowledge. So that summarized in about 8 minutes is my full journey from being overweight to now working as an online coach in 8 minutes. I know I've probably went over that quite fast, not as in depth as I could have, but we've got the base there, and that's how I got from being that overweight guy to now I'm obsessed with fitness, I'm obsessed with helping people reach their goals since I reached mine, and that was another massive reason why I wanted to get an online coaching. Seeing myself and how much happier I am now, once since I've lost that weight, I wanted to help other people do the same, whether they wanted to lose weight or whether they wanted to put on weight, and obviously I've had very successful clients already, a couple more successful people I've lost at the moment, as on this date, which is the 19th of December 2019, they have lost 21 pounds. So that's kind of my biggest achievement so far. A couple of my clients have actually, both of them have lost 21 pounds, and they're looking great. Obviously, I've got more clients that are doing the exact same things. They're losing weight, they're gaining weight. Everyone's doing absolutely brilliant on my team. And I couldn't be happier about people seeing people make the changes that I made, and feeling a lot better for it, because obviously I want to focus on losing the weight, gaining the weight, that's the whole point of the process, but I want to focus on how they're feeling mentally, if they're feeling better for this, if they feel good on a day-to-day basis. That's why I always have contact with my clients to make sure their head's in the right place for continuing the process, and it's always that extra bit for me, because I know how I felt when I was going through it, and I really want to help these other people do the same. So that's how I kind of learned more about becoming an online coach, and why I wanted to do it, to help other people do the same as I did. So just as well, just talking about kind of life as an online coach. So what I do on a day-to-day basis. So what I do is wake up early, I'd say, usually about 7:30, 8. It's not that early, to be fair. It could be earlier, but it works for me, and it works in my times, which is a big reason why I also wanted to do something for myself, because I don't know how many people are the same, but I hate getting told what to do, obviously, because I was working apprenticeship before, working 12-hour shifts, and I hated it. So life's too short to be doing something you don't want to do, so that's just another bit of inspiration from me. But so I get up about 7:30, 8. First thing I always do, check my emails, reply to any emails that I need to reply to straight away. Then I check how my clients are doing, check their Google Sheets, check their programs, everything like that. And if I've got check-ins to do, I send the same message to the clients every morning on their check-in. I usually do most of my check-ins on a Monday and Thursday. So on the Monday, I send them the check-in form as well, and just ask them to get everything sent over. So once everything's sent over, I will then give them all their feedback for that week. And then that takes me most of the days on the day I'm doing it. I'm kind of doing that all day, going to the gym, then coming back and doing some more as well. But so that's what I'm going to do on a check-in day, just basically going through all the check-ins, and eating, obviously, and then going to the gym. That's my Monday and Thursday, basically summed up. Actually, apart from Thursdays, obviously, that's my rest day, so I don't go to the gym. Then, so I'm just kind of powering through the online check-ins. Other stuff I do is focus on Instagram posts, what I'm going to talk about, because I don't want to just post photos and be like, here's me with my top off. You know what I mean? And especially not just now, as I'm in this bulking phase, I don't think that would be the best move. But I'm just trying to provide some knowledge in my posts and really focus on helping people. So if I'm doing a Q&A, take some questions from that, and then I'll put that in a post if that's kind of been coming up quite a lot. So I really focus on providing some proper knowledge and some, try as in-depth as I can with that as well. So I focus on my Instagram. I've also started YouTube now, so I do some YouTube videos, record my sessions for Instagram and YouTube. Obviously started vlogging and stuff like that as well. Just to, some people, obviously people enjoy listening to podcasts as this as well, but people enjoy kind of seeing what you're doing on a day-to-day basis as well, as rather than just hearing about it. So I do the YouTube as well, so that's at Camigan Fitness as well. So all the stuff I'm doing on a day-to-day basis is kind of networking and stuff on Instagram, YouTube. And then doing all my online check-ins. Also do a lot of extra stuff for my clients. So recently I've just done a Christmas guide for them. So some kind of tips on over the Christmas period, the do's and don'ts, and to enjoy themselves but not take it to that step where they've just completely ruined what they've achieved. So enjoy themselves, but don't be stupid with it. That's basically what I'm saying to them. But and I've had some great feedback. But every month I'm providing new kind of ebooks for my clients and stuff like that as well, and getting them sent out to them and various different topics. So I'm just trying to do that, get that extra kind of work in, just to help them out. And really, because I don't want to just, fair enough they lose weight, so fair enough, oh, I've lost this client 6 pounds and they've stopped. But once they stop, I want them to have that base knowledge that they can continue for themselves. So they know about macronutrients, they know about proper training methods, everything like that. They know how to properly, they have to have their form spot on. That's why I get them to send videos over of the exercise to make sure their form's brilliant. Because for all I know, if I'm not getting videos, they could be doing it completely wrong and I wouldn't know. But that's why I always make sure they send me videos, make sure I communicate with them as much as I can, and so they have a real understanding. Once they stop with me, they have a real understanding of the gym and macronutrients as well, to continue to reach their goals even after I've stopped coaching them. So that's kind of what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. Just is online. So basically on most of my days I'm just sitting at my desk recording YouTube videos. Now we're going to be recording podcasts, editing videos, editing Instagram photos, try to think of Instagram captions, do my check-ins and stuff like that. So that's what I'm going to do on a day-to-day basis. So that kind of summarizes everything I wanted to kind of talk about in this first podcast. It's not long, it's only 15 minutes long, but I've got what I wanted to say out, and this was just a kind of introduction to the whole podcast scene from myself. And on Friday I will be doing a Friday, which should be tomorrow, I should be recording with Josh, a mental health podcast as well, so that will be up as soon as possible. So once I've recorded that, that'll be up straight away. But I'm hoping this is just kind of gives everyone a insight into who I am and what I'm here to talk about, and kind of what I'm about as a person as well. So I've got everything across the way I wanted it to. So I hope you have enjoyed. There will be a lot more solo episodes coming. So if you follow me on Instagram at CammyGibbFitness, I usually do a Q&A. I'm going to start doing a Q&A for my podcast, some questions, so I'll answer some questions on different topics people want to talk about. So if you follow me on there, you'll be able to ask me any questions you want, and I'll answer them on this. So hope you have enjoyed the first solo podcast, and look out for that mental health podcast with Josh in the coming weeks as well. So thank you and goodbye.